is known as spotless, spotless Purana. Spotless, it has no tinge of anything other than bhakti. Therefore, it is called Srimad Bhagavatam. Sri Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad. Srimad means endowed with Sri. Beautiful Bhagavatam, we say in English. Beautiful. Srimad. But it has a deeper meaning, like we say, Sri Srimad Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. So Srimad means one who is endowed with Sri. Who is Sri? Srimati Radharani. Radharani is endowed with Sri, with bhakti. Endowed with bhakti. So Srimad Bhagavatam is a completely transcendental literature. Srimad Bhagavatam manifests, just like Krishna manifests, of its own free will. Bhagavatam is manifesting by its own will. It's Krishna, none different than Krishna. And Srimad Bhagavatam is said to be the literary incarnation. And Vyasadeva's also, I like that sometimes. So this is the book Bhagavatam. The book Bhagavatam is none different than Krishna. There's no dharma, religiosity, material religiosity there. There's no karma, dharma arta, arta, economic development. Materialism is, there's some religious there. And some economic development and sense gratification. But it isn't. It isn't. Srimad Bhagavatam is full of pure bhakti. Pure bhakti. Nigama kalpa taro galatam phalam. It is the mature fruit of the desire tree of Vedic literatures. It is juicy fruit. The juicy fruit like fruit. Very ripe mango, very sweet. In the middle, or in the beginning, or the end, any part of Srimad Bhagavatam is nectarian. It's very sweet to the devotee. Devotees get very sweet taste from relishing Srimad Bhagavatam. And just like a fruit, a mango on a tree, is very sweet. But that mango which has been pecked at by the beak of a parrot, it becomes even more sweet. It becomes even more sweet. So the Srimad Bhagavatam becomes so much, much more sweeter when it is relished and heard in the association of pure devotees. Oh, Shukadev Goswami, he was speaking this Srimad Bhagavatam to Parikshit Maharaj. And they are relishing. They are relishing Srimad Bhagavatam. We've been talking about fearlessness. We've been hearing about fearlessness. Like that. And Parikshit Maharaj, he says this thing after hearing Srimad Bhagavatam from Shukadev Goswami, after some days, only some days of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, and he says, whatever that snake bird may be, that curse was there for him to be died by the bite of one snake. He said, let it bite me immediately. I don't care. I just want that you go on and on speaking the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, his name, his form, his qualities, his activities. Just go on and on and on. chanting these things. That's all I care. Let me hear those things. In this way, he is in ecstasy. And he's completely fearless of death. We were hearing that last night, stepping on the head of death. For a devotee, there's no fear of death. Actually, a devotee embraces death. Death is nice. For a devotee, he's thinking, oh yeah, now I will go to be with Krishna after such a long separation. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. I'll have to read from the book. Yata yata bhagavato bhaksha parama yabhida nripasajyadaya sat miyam hare satchinta yata. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. By devotional service, pure devotees who incessantly think of the Supreme Personality of Godhead receive bodies similar to his. This is known as Swarupya Mukti. Although Shishupal, Dantavakra, and other kings thought of Krishna as an enemy, they also achieved the same result. Translation, please repeat. By devotional support, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, in connection with Lord Chaitanya's instructions to Sanatana Goswami, it is explained that a devotee should externally execute his routine devotional service in a regular way, but should always inwardly think of the particular mellow in which he is attracted to the service of the Lord. This constant thought of the Lord makes the devotee eligible to return home, back to Godhead. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 4:9, Chakvadeham puna janma, naiti mam eti. After giving up his body, a devotee does not again receive a material body, but goes back to Godhead and receives a spiritual body resembling those of the Lord's eternal associates whose activities he followed. However, the devotee likes to serve the Lord. He may constantly think of the Lord's associates, the cowherd boys, the gopis, the Lord's father and mother, his servants, and the trees, land, animals, plants, and water in the Lord's abode. Because of constantly thinking of these features, one acquires a transcendental position. Kings like Shishupal, Dantavakra, Kamsa, Pundraka, Narakasura, and Shalva were all similarly delivered. This is confirmed by Madhvacharya. Pondrake Narake Chaiva Shalve Kamsha Charukmini Avishtastu Hare Bhakchas Tad Bhakcha Harim Apire. Pondraka, Narakasura, Shalva, and Kamsa were all inimical toward the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but because all these kings constantly thought of him, they achieved the same liberation, Swarupya Mukti. The Jnana Bhakta, the devotee who follows the path of Jnana, who attains the same also attains the same destination. If even the enemies of the Lord achieve salvation by constantly thinking about the Lord, what is to be said of pure devotees who always engage in the Lord's service and who think of nothing but the Lord in every activity? Yata yata bhagavato bhaksha paramaya vidya nripa chadya daya satmyam hare satchintaya yayu mukam karoti vad. Okay, I have to keep an eye on the time. Okay, what time is it? Hari Hari. You've got 30 minutes. Okay, so here is being described very nicely, a beautiful description of how demons are delivered by the Lord. This is the character of Krishna. Krishna has this wonderful, merciful character. He's very, very merciful and kind. Many people think that God is cruel, isn't it? They think, he should have done a better job in making this world. They think like that because they have no knowledge of Krishna. They don't know Krishna. Therefore, they criticize. Not very intelligent. If he'd have made it nice, then why did he create so many troubles here? So many troubles. I'm suffering like that. Even devotees sometimes say, "Oh, Krishna, you're giving me so much trouble. I know you're the Supreme and I'm angry with you because you're giving me trouble. You're not supplying me with a good, healthy body. You're not supplying me with a favorable situation, favorable to my liking. The situation is not according to my liking. You know, Krishna, I'm chanting Hare Krishna. You please deliver a better situation to me." Isn't it? Some people are thinking like that, making demands. "Krishna, you must deliver. I need more money. I'm a grihastha. I need more money." Like this. "And I need a better education. I need a big position. Then people will cooperate with me." Like this. So many. "Krishna, you must deliver this." Like this. Huh? That is like a business dealing. Like a business dealing. "Krishna, I worship you if you give me this." Like this. This is like business. I do this work for you and you pay me. You understand? I do this business, I sign in the morning, I do my work and I sign out. And you pay me. What is that? Is that love? No, that isn't. That isn't. Yeah? So we come to Krishna with many misunderstandings, misconceptions. We are impure. We are so impure. We have many of these things. Grossly, like I just described, or more subtle, like this. But we're covered by many different desires, yeah? For sense gratification, and for liberation, both the same. Wet stool or dry stool, it's all stool. Whether it's sense gratification or the desire for liberation, it's for my own sense gratification. I'm thinking for my own pleasure and happiness, like this. And it's very difficult for me to understand how it is so, because I'm a conditioned soul. And I think I've always done everything for myself. How can you possibly not think for yourself? We were hearing our self-interest is to engage in the devotional service of Krishna. Like this. But what am I thinking is myself? What am I thinking? I'm thinking I'm this body. I'm thinking I'm a brahmachari. I'm thinking I'm a grihastha. I'm thinking I'm a vanaprastha. I'm thinking I'm a sannyasi. But actually, I'm none of these things. I'm thinking I'm a, what is it, a Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. I'm thinking like this, and I'm behaving. And I'm thinking, oh, my situation is not according to my liking. I need more facilities like this. In this way, I'm always hankering for something, or to get free from the miseries of this material world. But by some great fortune, I came here to this temple. Radha Gopinath, and associated with the devotees. And by chanting Hare Krishna, I felt happy. I feel very happy chanting and seeing the devotees dancing. I'm feeling very happy. Not that I can dance much anymore. I tried, and then I couldn't walk for a week like that, because the body is not functioning properly. Old already. I got a poor deal. I got a bad bargain. A bad bargain. Like that. Robert said, make the best of bad bargain. Make the best of it and get out of here. So devotees want to get out of here. We want to get out of here. Sanat Kumar said, we must take it seriously. One must take it seriously of these four things: dharma, artha, karma, moksha. I'm a conditioned soul. So moksha is very important to me. I have to get free. Here we're hearing about these demons. They got free. They got free very easily. And they were inimical to Krishna. They were inimical to Krishna, always thinking that Krishna was their enemy. So they weren't doing favorable devotional service at all. They were only thinking how they could kill him. How he can kill him. We'll poison him. Like Putana. Like that. So many demons. They were killed by Krishna. But Krishna is so kind and so merciful that those who think of him constantly, he gives them liberation. Of course, there's many stories in Shastra of those who didn't think of Krishna constantly, who accidentally chanted the name of Krishna, or accidentally chanted a line from Srimad Bhagavad Gita. And immediately this airplane arrived with the Vishnu Dutas and took them to Vaikuntha. At the time of death, even accidentally, if you think of Krishna and chant his holy name without offense, then you will be delivered. You understand? But who's chanting without offense? Because we have come to this path of devotional service. Now we understand that the Lord is all merciful. He's all kind. By some good fortune, I've come here and I hear from devotees, from Srimad Bhagavatam, the glories of the Lord and how merciful He is. But how I am offensive. I'm offensive and sinful. This is my problem. But I hear about Krishna is very, very merciful and kind. He's Patita Pavana. And we hear about Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, how they're very, very merciful. They don't even take offense. They're not taking any offense. Therefore, we chant the names Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Sivasari Gaura Bhaktavrinda. We're chanting the names of Nitai and Gaura. And we're worshipping Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda because they are the deliverers of the people in Kali Yuga. In this age, of course, Lord Chaitanya instructs you to chant Hare Krishna and chant this Maha Mantra. But we take exclusive shelter of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda because they will save us. I'm a very conditioned soul. I've been in this material world since time immemorial. Very, 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 very uncalculable old time. It is not within time. I've been here forever. In this material world, rotting. In so many species of life, suffering. And why? Because I want to be like God. Because I want to enjoy. I want to control. I want to manipulate. I want to do as I like. Anything. But I came here and I heard that no. This material world is a place of great suffering. There's great suffering here, repeated birth and death. And there's no guarantee where I will go in my next life. No guarantee. What will I think of? I may be thinking of any crazy thing. My mind is very wicked. Very wicked mind, because of so many lifetimes. So many wicked things are there within my mind. Like this. So whatever I may be thinking in my mind, that's where I'll go. And we were hearing about the kitten logic. Isn't it? The kitten is being carried by the cat. Like this. Then there's another kind of logic. Monkey logic. Monkey logic. Like that. The monkey is it being carried by the monkey? The baby monkey is carried by the mother monkey? No, the baby monkey has to hang on very tight to the mother. And the mother is jumping. Running. And then jumping. Jumping again, running through the village and jumping in the trees. And the baby monkey just has to hang on very tightly. So let's go. Finish. Very bad fall. Very bad fall. Like this. So the monkey has to hold on tight. Well, this is monkey logic. But we are not monkey logic. We are not monkey logic. No, we are kitten logic, which means we completely depend upon Krishna. We are completely dependent upon him. Not a blade of grass moves without his will. Everything is dependent upon him. Whatever happens to me. So a devotee, he's chanting Hare Krishna. He's chanting Hare Krishna and he's dancing and he's very happy. He's very happily dancing and chanting. Therefore, this process that Lord Chaitanya gives is said to be a very wonderful process. It's simply joyful, Prabhupada says this thing. It's simply joyful process. You chant Hare Krishna, dance in ecstasy, and take Krishna Prasadam. Take lots of Krishna Prasadam. Hear Srimad Bhagavatam. And hear about the wonderful qualities of Krishna. And how he's so merciful. in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, they are so merciful and so kind, and they make this process simply joyful, a very happy process. Lord Chaitanya, he is called Patita Pavana. Patita Pavana. He's the deliverer of the most fallen, like this. But he is not known as Kapat Pavan. Kapat Pavan. You understand? Kapat means duplicious. Duplicious person. He is not the deliverer of duplicious persons. He's the deliverer of the most fallen. But duplicious persons, he will not deliver like this. So we should understand this thing very clearly, what it means. Hearing from spiritual master, we get this Sambandha Gyan. From the bona fide spiritual master, he gives Sambandha Gyan, which means to understand who I am. Who I am. I'm not this body. I'm not these designations of this world. But I have a designation, which is the real designation. Jiva Surapai Krishna Nityadas. I'm Krishna Das. I'm Krishna's servant. Like this. I'm Krishna's servant. But who can say from the lips, I am Krishna's servant? Who can say it? I am Krishna Das. When actually I'm Maya Das. I'm Maya Das. I'm serving Maya. Because in my mind, am I thinking I'm a servant of Krishna? I may put this tilak, and I put this dress like this, and I get some beads, and I get. But am I really thinking myself Krishna Das? Krishna Das means that I only think of how to give Guru Angaranga pleasure and happiness. I don't think anything else. So I came here, and I'm seeing so many devotees here, very nice devotees, who are free from these things. They are free from these things. But this thing comes up. Because even I'm chanting Hare Krishna, and I'm experiencing bhava even. All fall downs come from that position. Even you're chanting and dancing in ecstasy, all fall downs come from that position. Yeah. Because you don't have Krishna prema. From Krishna prema we can't fall down. But even from bhava, you can fall. How it will happen? That question came up. That devotee asked that question. Oh, I get some management position, and then I get some kind of consciousness. I become cynical. I see so many things like this. And I'm not simple. Become complicated. I lose that simplicity. That simplicity. What is that simplicity? That simplicity when you come in this temple room, you just look at it and you go, wow. This is like Goloka Vrindavan. That simplicity, when you see the devotees dancing, you just go, wow. Such ecstasy, such happiness and bliss. Oh. That simplicity where you look at a plate of prasadam and you go, oh, it just looks beautiful. It looks so wonderful. And then when you taste it, oh, like that khichdi we had last night and that halva, wow. Wow, it was beautiful, like that. That simplicity, where we see every devotee, we go, Hare Krishna Prabhu. Oh, such nice devotees shining. They're so wonderful and effulgent. Like that. Ah, like that. And when we chant Hare Krishna, we can sing. We can sing this O Gopinath. O Gopinath. I'm a wicked materialist. I'm a wicked materialist. I have no qualities. I have nothing. No. How will you purify me? I am your servant. I don't know how you will purify me. Like this. So a simple person. That simplicity. So that devotee was asking, how did that simplicity become lost? How did it become lost? And the answer is pride. Pride. This is a big trouble. Because as soon as I'm getting something, then I become proud. Like this. Huh? And then when we become proud, we start to lose our taste for Krishna consciousness. Because Krishna will not tolerate any pride. He will not tolerate any pride. And if there's pride there, Krishna withdraws. He withdraws. He will withdraw. And when he withdraws, you will not get any pleasure and happiness. You will look at it and you'll think, oh, yeah, yeah, it's the same old temple room. Like that. You will not see it anymore. And then you chant Hare Krishna. Your beads will feel so heavy. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Or leave them there. I have no time. They will be so heavy, you can hardly pick them up to chant like this. You will have no strength. Because Krishna will withdraw. You become proud. And then what will you do? You become cynical. The grapes are sour anyway. You know, they're all just sentimentalists. You'll find fault. Even with sadhu. You'll find fault even with a sadhu. And you'll find fault like this. And then become more and more shrunken up, dried up. Dried up. And even though you may be holding a position, still you may artificially, you know, put on a show of being in that position. But within, become dried up. And eventually you will fall down from your position. Like this. Because you will find fault, you'll commit offense. Like this. So a devotee, he understands this thing. A devotee understands this thing. That if I become proud, I will lose my taste. And I will lose my simplicity. And I will become critical. Because I will find fault. Like this. So a devotee is very, very careful. He understands this thing. Huh? How the mind works. And how Krishna is. He's very, very merciful and kind to do this. To do this. So I should know that if I'm not getting anything, some cynical nature is coming with me, that means I'm in great danger. I'm in danger. I'm in a very dangerous position. Because despite all of these wonderful things, I still become cynical. Then I'm in a very dangerous position. Like that. So So if I see this thing coming up in me, then I should understand that I'm in Maya. I'm in Maya. And I should rectify my consciousness by offering my respectful obeisances to every living being. By every living being. Don't kick the cat. Don't kick that cat. That cat's also a devotee. Don't throw stones at that dog. Huh? They are also devotees. A devotee sees like that. He's Trinadapi Sinichana. He understands. He understands this thing, that I am very insignificant. I am a very insignificant and fallen person. And in this way, he develops this internal consciousness. Internal consciousness. He may be working in so many ways here, but internally, he thinks himself the most fallen, the least qualified. Of course, he may be doing many great things. He may be, yes, a guru. But internally, he's thinking, I am the servant of 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 the servant. Like this. And he protects himself from that mentality by always keeping himself very, very humble and insignificant within his mind. He may do any kind of work externally, a devotee, but the devotee understands this secret. It's an open secret. You can open the book and read it. But it's a secret because hardly anybody puts it in their life. We were saying that. He hardly put it in their life. And then he hears this thing from his guru. How to execute devotional service. How to execute devotional service in this mood, chanting the holy name, thinking himself lower than the straw in the street. Lower than the straw in the street. You know, straw in the street is very low. But lower than that. Everybody walks on the straw, right? But lower than that. Under the straw. Oh, because I see straw sometimes. So that devotee, he has this consciousness. This consciousness, and he chants Hare Krishna in this consciousness. He's instructed by his guru to do this way. And when he chants in this way, he develops bhava, ecstasy. What is that? He feels very happy and joyful, sometimes crying, sometimes laughing. Like this, his heart softens. His heart softens. And then these things come up. That was mentioned in the purport, Sanatan Goswami. We can develop some attraction to see the Lord in a particular way. You want to see the Lord in a particular way, like this. You want to see him like this. You want to hear about him, his qualities in that way. You become attracted to a particular form and a particular form of devotional service. But there's no way of getting that if you don't become purified. We have to become purified. And the purification process, it can be immediate. It can be immediate. You can get this in this life. You can get it in this life. Or you can take lifetimes. But you can get it in this life if you are determined. Now, Maharaj was saying, determination. Determination, sincerity, and patience. Patience. But if you're determined, that determination is, I must become Trinada Pisanitana, Toro Evasahishnana, Amana Namanadana, Kirtanaya Sadahari. Like this, I must do it. And then I will be able to say, Ayi Nandata Nuja Kinkaram, Patitam Ambushamir Babambada. Then I will be able to say, then Lord Chaitanya will immediately deliver me. He will immediately deliver me. Because he is the deliverer of the most fallen. He's the deliverer of the most fallen. And in this Kali Yuga, if you can just do that, if you can just do that, you'll be able to think of Krishna 24 hours a day. Because that loving feelings will come up. By the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, you'll be very happy and ecstatic. But as long as we have not achieved the perfection, we're in danger. You just have to remember that. Therefore, we must achieve the perfection. We must achieve the perfection. Even you'll be liberated. Even if you don't achieve the perfection, you're in the liberated state. But what kind of liberation is it? Is it the kind of liberation I want? What kind of liberation did they get? The demons. What kind of liberation is it? Sayuja Mukti. Huh? Yeah, it says like that. But how were they thinking of Krishna? Were they thinking of him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead? In whatever state of being one's consciousness is, that he will attain. So they may have been thinking of killing Krishna. The jnanis achieved the same kind of liberation. What a jnanis one. Okay, it's a jnana bhaktas. Like that. They can achieve swarupya. Go to Vaikuntha. Is that what you want? My Shiksha Guru, he said to me, if a Vaikuntha aeroplane comes here today and lands in this courtyard outside, and the Vishnu Duta say, here, come, we'll take you to Vaikuntha, then refuse. I'm not going. Forget it. I said, wait, we'll take you to Vaikuntha. No, I'm not going. I don't want to go. And take somebody else. No offense, please excuse me, but I'm not going. Not unless Radha and Krishna are there and Mahaprabhu are there. Not unless Radha and Krishna are there. If they come and they ask me, I will run at the speed of the mind. But if the Vishnu Dutas come and say, here's an arrow, I'm not going. Unless Mahaprabhu is there, I'm not going. So a devotee, he develops a particular kind of taste, a particular kind of desire like this. And he's only happy if he gets it. He wants that. And he won't take anything else. And he's very careful not to offend anyone and follow everything. Follow the orders of the guru and this will come up. He will develop a particular kind of taste. And therefore even the Vaikuntha aeroplane is there. Forget it. I am not going. No offense. But I don't want it. Cannot be imitated. Cannot be imitated. But a devotee develops such taste and such attachment to wanting to have a relationship with the Lord in a particular way, he'll even refuse to go to Vaikuntha. He doesn't want it. Yeah. And this all comes from chanting Hare Krishna. That is, begins from that, and you develop. And this will all come up. And Guru will guide you. You will say, Gurudev, I have this desire to see the Lord in this way. And you read this, you hear this, and that desire will increase. And my son asked me, how do you know if it's real? If it's not real, it comes and it goes. But it's real if it comes and it grows. It doesn't go, it grows. It grows more and more, day by day. Like this. It doesn't come and go. It comes and it grows like this. It grows. It's a seed. It grows. In this way, the devotee, he just becomes mad. He becomes mad. He only wants to see this woman. When he hears the sound of the name of the Lord, he's, oh yeah, that is my Lord. Like this, in his heart, he develops such affection. And so that is the gradual process. And when that affection increases, and those emotions increase more and more, and then when the extra little emotions are put in there, when it's all in place, he's completely purified, and all the emotions are manifested, then that is Krishna Prem. And he cannot be disturbed by anything in that position. He can never fall from this position. He can never fall from this position. It's just impossible for him to even think of anything but Krishna. And Krishna thinks of him all the time. Like this. And it doesn't matter whether he's here in this world or wherever he is. He's going to be thinking of Krishna in that way. So he has a different kind of liberation. And that's the kind of liberation I want. I want that kind of liberation. I don't want these other kinds. I only want this one. Like this. Goloka Vrindavan. Prabhupada said, if you thinking of Krishna in this way, with this kind of attachment, then you will go there. They didn't go there, those demons. Of course, you might know, Putana. Yeah, but in a previous life, she had. She's also devoted. Okay, time's over. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki, Nitai Gaur Premanande, Hari Hari Bol.